Vaingre Sila Ape Charanaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja O Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Iskon Founder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Sila Haridasa Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya O Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Yamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Gaur All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Shiguranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Please sit over. Hare Rama. Have to see all of you. I also require a pair of carters. I just remember. Hare Krishna, it's very, very nice to see all of you, and I do hope that we will spend an unforgettable time with each other. I would like to say a few things in starting. We will all go into a very intense meditational course now, and if you do have children or grown-ups who are like children, who become restless, please we require some peace in the temple room for this workshop, but I think you will all be able to do this. May I now, before I start, see who of you is chanting already the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Most probably everyone. Let me ask, is there someone who does not know the chanting practice as of yet? I don't see anyone. No, good. So this is makes it very easy for me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Once the Emperor Akbar, after a very, very busy day, decided to go into the mosque. He wanted to have peace and read the Quran all for himself. Before the mosque, he stationed about 30 soldiers who were bearing lances and who had the instruction that nobody was supposed to disturb the emperor as he was taking refuge in God. As Akbar was reading in the Quran and praying, he all of a sudden noticed before the mosque a young girl running up and down as if looking for something or someone. He was distracted. How distracted he was when he all of a sudden saw that young girl in the mosque. She had gone by the guards and was running now through the mosque. Yes, she was so much absorbed in looking for someone or something that she ran right across Akbar. The Quran flew out of his hand. And on the floor, and the girl didn't even notice it. Guards! Guards! Get me this girl, said Akbar. Immediately the soldiers ran into the mosque and ran after this unfortunate girl and captured her. They brought her before Akbar. What is in your mind? Asked Akbar. You've run across me. Really? Asked the girl. As if awakening from a sleep or something. I've run across you? I'm sorry, I have not even noticed it. What? Said Akbar. This is too much. You will be hanged. And to make sure that it will be extremely excruciatingly painful, you will be hanged with a thick rope so that it goes slow. But before I hang you, tell me, what were you thinking about? The girl answered, I really didn't see you. I'm very sorry. I was thinking about my lover. I was searching for him everywhere because I had heard today he would come into town. What, said Akbar, for an ordinary lover, you run over your emperor and don't even notice it? This is too much. Bring this prostitute away from me and hang her. Make sure she dies a very, very painful death. And it must be slow. So the girl had nothing to lose. She looked at Akbar and said, and before you bring me away, may I ask one question? Okay, said Akbar, ask your question. May I know, asked the girl, what you were doing when I ran across you? I was reading the Quran, of course. You were not reading the Quran. If I, who was searching for an ordinary lover of this world, was so absorbed that I didn't even notice you, how much should you have been absorbed if you were searching for the supreme lover? You were not reading the Quran. You were not praying. You were only pretending to read and pretending to pray. Now hang me if you so desire. Akbar looked at the girl. He thought about the point. She was right. He was not absorbed like she was absorbed. She could not even be disturbed if she ran across someone. He was disturbed even by seeing someone looking for something outside of the mosque. He said, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. You're free. Thank you very much for your lesson. He was a wise emperor. My dear devotees, how is it with your chanting? Are you chanting or are you pretending to chant? This is my style in giving of this workshop. Don't worry, some more heavy things will come soon. When we are chanting, we calling Krishna to come. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What are you doing as he comes? Are you there or are you somewhere else? A devotee who chants but is not attentive is almost like someone who invites his friend to come, but then as he sees his friend ringing at the door, he has a second thought, goes into the bathroom and sneaks out the window of the bathroom. The Vedic scriptures tell that inattention while chanting Hare Krishna is not something harmless. They say it is harmful. Pramada, that is inattention, literally means madness, because I'm calling and I'm going when the guest comes. The Chaitanya Charitamrita describes this offensive mode of chanting. It says, you can chant Bahu Janma for many births and deaths. If you do not overcome the offenses against chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, you will not obtain love of Godhead. The fruit simply will not come. Now, when we hear the 10 offenses against the holy name, they are quite pervasive. For instance, to maintain material attachment while chanting is an offense which will accompany us most probably for a long time, almost like our shadow, which is with us for a long time, or to disobey the orders of the spiritual master, or minimize Vedic teachings, or to consider something more important than Krishna or someone. These are things which are spread throughout our lives. However, there is one offense which is not as pervasive, which is not as widespread, which is not pervading each corner of a conditioned soul's life. It's an offense which is made during the practice. And this offense, which is made during the practice, not during the life, is the root of all offenses. Furthermore, we have to say that this offense is something which we can work at very easily. The root of all offenses which is committed during the practice is inattentive chanting or inattentive inattention while chanting. It is the root of all other offenses. If you can cut this root, you don't have to worry about the other offenses. It's almost like if you have a tree with many branches, twigs and fruits which you do not wish to have, maybe because it destroys your building or something. If you want to get rid of the tree, cut it at the root. Then automatically all the branches, twigs and everything else will be gone. So if you want to become free from offenses, go to the root of all offenses, that is inattention while chanting. This inattention while chanting, or pramada, madness, can be attacked and can be taken care of. And in our japa workshop, we will do this. We will teach you this in a very simple and nice way. First of all, why are we inattentive while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra? What is your analysis?
Because we think that there are other important things to think about, like a service, important things to do.
We think there are important other things to think about. Other reasons?
The nature of the mind is just to continually vibrate between fears and desires.
The nature of the mind to be so restless and vibrate between fears and desires. Yes, Manavis?
We don't have the taste.
We don't have the taste. Other? We are not enthusiastic enough.
We're conditioned to think of other things.
We are conditioned to think of other things.
Maybe we don't believe that Krishna.
Maybe we do not believe that Krishna exists or is in his name. Yes, there are a couple of things why the mind is inattentive. One is almost an innocent little mechanism in the mind. When we hear something again and again, there is something like an inborn switch which switches off. This is sometimes good and for self-protection and necessary. Imagine you come in a room. I think there is Pradyumna Prabhu is outside, Brahma Muhurta Prabhu. Would you like to just go to him and see if you can do something for him? Maybe he wishes to eat some prasadam or something. Yes? And please tell him my humble obeisances. Yes? I saw him peeking through that door. So Imagine the situation, you come in a room and you hear the ticking of the clock and it's too loud. Tick, 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 you want to sleep. It was a long Harinam and you are a little tired. Tick, 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 tick. In the beginning it may disturb you, but then the mind switches off. Tick. Or imagine you are in a room next to a railway and in the night the train comes. Every 20 minutes. The first time you hear it, you almost jump to the ceiling of the room. But after some time, the mind switches off. It also happens in marriages. Husband comes back after a long day of working, and his wife has the intense need to tell him all the details about the impossible behavior of the neighbor. So the husband really is exhausted and the wife really has a need to talk. So he goes behind the newspaper and she starts, "Did you know the neighbor was not cleaning the staircase as we had discussed?" "Oh," said the husband, and thinks about soccer as she reads this. Then she continues, and the dog, do you know the dog of the neighbor? He ate so much this morning that when he went to pass stool, it was a mountain. And the husband goes, and absorbs himself in President Bush's newest speculation. For 1 hour she talks and talks and he goes, interesting. So on. The mind is switched off because it happens every day like this so on. I hope you understand, I do not wish to talk about some of the highlights of marriage life. The reason why I say it is because of the system in the mind, you know, this switching off. This thing becomes especially disturbing when we try to chant, because the mind will tell you, "I know. It's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna." I know fully. And switches off. And we don't hear. This is one psychological reason why the mind goes blank. Now let us talk about a second thing. The reason why we cannot give rapt attention to the chanting of the holy name is because of impurities in the mind. This is the second reason. Only someone who is pure in mind will become attracted to the chanting of the holy name. A person who is impure cannot tune into the chanting because he is on a totally different wavelength, so to say. Srila Prabhupada was writing about this in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, chapter 3, text 44. I would like to repeat this, his words to you. "No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind." Would you like to know how you can be pure in mind? No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. What do we think sometimes while we chant? We think about problems which we had with other people. "Oh, why did he say this? And how did she meant that?" And so on. This is a great cause of disturbance. When you are not pure in action, as you sit down to chant, the mind will replay your latest quarrel maybe, or it will replay what you saw secretly in the TV or cinema. It will replay there, and as you wish to really concentrate, but the movie is going on. Are you bored? No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action, and no one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. Yes? And so this concentration of the holy name is only possible for someone who is pure in mind. There's a shloka which says, only a person who has worshipped Lord Vasudev for many, many lives can constantly chant, because he is pure. So, should we leave the Japa workshop at this moment, thinking that these are our enemies, impurity in the mind, and the mind's switching off? Is there at all a chance to concentrate properly in chanting? My dear devotees, there is a chance, and we will learn it today. Are you enthusiastic? We will actually go against the habits of our mind. We will teach it the art of concentration. But before I start, I want to request you to fold your arms for a moment. Is your right hand over your left arm, or your left hand over your right arm? Yeah, please, could you now try it the other way around? How does this feel? Not so good? Find the most comfortable position, please. This is comfortable? So now I request you to very consciously take the opposite position. And concentrate on the feeling. How does it feel? You're now in the opposite position. Raj. A little bit odd. Govinda Mohini.
No question.
Uncomfortable.
Do it
as you are comfortable, and then do it the other way around. Wait, you're still analyzing. Yes, yes. How does it feel, Balaram?
Uneven.
Yashoda Mai. Unnatural even. Ooh. Yes.
There's more heat in one hand
than in the other.
Unbalanced.
You can now put your hands down. What was this exercise about? The exercise was about breaking a habit and how it feels. We most probably never think in our lives twice about the question if our right hand is over our left elbow or our left hand. Or, you know, we never think about this. This most probably was the first time in your life where you ever were thinking how you fold your arms. You do it automatically, out of habit. The moment, however, you break the habit and do it differently, that moment you will immediately begin to feel uncomfortable. Welcome! We are very happy to see you. Please take one of these lovely sitting places. You have landed right in the midst of a japa workshop. So today we will also go against a habit. We will go against the habit of unconcentrated chanting. And you will see, it will be quite intense for you. Are you ready? Good. The first exercise which we will do in chanting is called the Traktaka exercise. Traktaka means you focus your mind on one point. I usually do it in between meetings when I'm becoming a little bit worn down by so many meetings. I go into a peaceful room, often it's the bathroom or the restroom, and have a piece of paper with a black dot and just go like, look at it, and don't look at anything else. After 1 minute, the mind begins to concentrate, and I come out of the bathroom with a laser mind to handle the next 10 visitors with happiness and enthusiasm. This is called Traktaka, the art of concentration. In yoga, you do this also by looking at a candle. In Bhakti Yoga, we also have a Traktaka meditation, whereby which we chant and look at nothing else than the different names. When I chant the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, yes, I know you know it, then we look at each of the names. When we are with Hare, we look at Hare. When we are with Krishna, we look at Krishna. When we are with Hare, Hare, and so on and so forth. Our mind becomes a little bit like a scanner who scans the different names and so on. And I would like you to do this now for a few mantras. Before we start with the exercise, I would like to introduce to you the language of this workshop. Whenever I will give you a few exercises, and whenever I do like this, it means you can start the exercise, and when I do like this, it means it's the end of the exercise and we stop. So I will now give you the mantra, the speed of the mantra, and then you can start. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. We look at nothing else than the mantra. I look down here because if I look like this, it's a little bit unnatural for the neck. I have written it down here. Hare, I look at Hare. Rama, I look at Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. We will now go to a little more difficult exercise. We will now try to visualize the Hare Krishna mantra. In other words, as we chant, we will look in our mind's eye on the mantra. Please, when you're ready, sit up a little bit, sit straight if possible. All those need to be comfortable, but the idea is to have the spine straight, and please close your eyes. Please breathe out deeply and inhale deeply. As you breathe out deeply, the shoulders go a little bit forward. And as you inhale deeply, the shoulders go a little bit backward and you straighten up a little bit more. please breathe in through the nose, and please also breathe out to the nose. Just inhale deeply and exhale deeply. As you inhale, your whole frame sits up a little bit more, and as you exhale, you feel how everything becomes bent a little bit, because you really want to get all the air out. Okay, now we will start our exercise. Please imagine you are moving before a big wall, a wall which is covered with white paper. It is a very sturdy paper. And you have a brush, and you write down on the wall, Hari. Please write down the age with big letters. Then the A. Then please write down the R. Then the E. Hari. Now please move back a little bit in your mind's eye and look at the beautiful name of Hari. H A R and E. If you can't see it, if no picture comes, don't despair. You just may not be such a visual-minded person. You can briefly open the eyes if you wish and see the Hari on the beautiful golden and red sign. But after you have seen it, please close again the eyes and try to see Hari before your eyes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We will now move on to Krishna. Please imagine you are before a white wall. There's nothing else than whiteness. And you have a brush, and now write down the beautiful name of Krishna. Write down the K, please. One line goes from down to up, and then two branch off, one up, one down, branch off from the middle. The R now, write down the I, the curved line of the S, the H, the N, and the A. Krishna. Please move back a little bit. See on your white board, a white wall, Krishna, the name of Krishna in one word. Thank you. We will now go to the last name, Rama. Again, please move before a wall with a white paper and write down a big R. Then an A. Then an M. Finally an A. Now we move back and look at Rama. Rama. Very good. If you're comfortable, please open your eyes. This was an exercise which helped us, or is meant to help us, to internally see. There's unfortunately one function in the mind. We sometimes do something externally, but not internally. Our mind is somewhere else. And this exercise is meant to help our mind work while we do. Now we will chant, and if possible, we will see in our mind's eye the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And again, the Tractaka meditation goes like this, that we concentrate on each of the names while we chant. When we are with Hare, we see Hare. When we are with Krishna, we see Krishna in our mind's eye. What you can do is, if it's too difficult for you to see, you can just open your eyes like a camera, shoop, and take a snapshot in the heart, and then close the eyes again. Yes, is the exercise clear? Please sit down properly. Now, I will give you now the speed, and when you hear your sign, then we start. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Some of you are only speaking, but their mind is not engaged. This is, please take part in the full exercise. You can imagine that the different names go on almost like neon lights in the city. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. Please work with your mind. I know you have not worked with your mind while you chanted. It was only a lip service, not a heart service. So this is now breaking this old habit. I know that many times you have chanted also with the heart, but now we will train our concentration so that we get a laser mind. Mm-hmm. So, see the internally visualize the different names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Can you see the concentration technique? It is hard work, but as you do it, the mind all of a sudden begins to cooperate. All of a sudden you seem to enter into a deeper dimension of chanting because you concentrate. Now, we will move to the second exercise. The second exercise will train our inner voice. Srila Prabhupada has said that when we chant, or as we chant, we should make sure that we call out to Lord Krishna in a prayerful mood. The Hari Bhakti Vilas mentions that as we chant, we should lovingly meditate about the meaning of the holy names. Srila Prabhupada once said, practically everything depends on prasadam. No. Sorry, I made a mistake. I just ate prasadam. Practically everything depends on practice. Abhyasa yoga yuktena cetasa nanyagamina. Abhyasa yoga means yoga practice. Practice it. So this whole Krishna consciousness movement is to practice transferring from one kind of consciousness to another. So we require practice. Just like one man can run a few miles, I cannot run even 1 mile. He has practice. Strength of the heart is increasing by practice. By practice, everything can be attained. Life is short, and it is so much disturbed. So how is it possible to practice? Therefore, this one practice. Chanting Hare Krishna and hearing, that is very nice. And praying to Krishna, please give me strength. Hare, O energy of Krishna, O Krishna, I am fallen. I have no strength. Please accept me. That's all. I have no qualification. I am frail. I am trying, but I am failing. All these appeals should be made. And Krishna is all powerful. He can do everything. Yes. So this practice is very much required in our spiritual life. And for this we are sitting down together. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us an example, a picture, how we should chant the Hare Krishna mantra. We should lovingly call out. A year ago, I told this already in New Vrindavan, I had an experience. I was in the Atlantic Ocean preaching in the island of Tenerife. Do you know where Tenerife is? It's the Canarian Islands. And I had swum a little, so, and all of a sudden I noticed I was swimming very swiftly. I thought, oh, maybe due to my practice of Krishna consciousness, I have learned to swim very elegantly and swiftly. But as I tried to turn and go back to the coast, I understood the reason for my swift swimming. It was not me swimming, it was the powerful current of the ocean pulling me out into the very deep sea. I remember I was shocked. The waves were coming and pushing me underneath. I was losing more and more breath, and I was angry at the beginning. Here I was, the famous Sachinandan Swami, drowning like a German tourist in the Atlantic Ocean. Now, I always had planned to die in Vrindavan, surrounded by loving devotees, and in my last moment I would say, now lift me from my bed and put me into the dust of Raj. And I had planned everything, but here I was drowning in the most, there are 100 German tourists a year who die like this in Tenerife. I was one of them. So I prayed to Lord Krishna, please Krishna, help me. I am so weak now. I have lost control. Please bring me out of this. And Lord Krishna was very kind. He indicated that soon there will be waves, they will flow towards the coast. You should try to swim as long as possible on one wave, and as it overtakes you, and you are then don't fight with the current which pulls you back in the Atlantic Ocean. So let us see, here's the coast, and I'm somewhere out here. So I took a wave and went 12 meters to the coast. 11 meters I was sucked into the ocean again. 12, 11, 12, 11, to and fro, forward, backward, struggling for life. All this time I chanted, Hare Krishna, like a drowning man, with the intention, please Krishna, please accept me. I was not chanting only for my lip. I was chanting for my heart. It was an urgent appeal which was made. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, we should chant the Hare Krishna mantra in this mood. Ayinanna tanuya kinkaram patitang mam vishame bhavam buru tava kripaya para pankaja sita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. My Lord, I am drowning in the ocean of birth and death. Now please be causelessly merciful and lift me up and bring me to your lotus feet. You know this prayer? This is how a devotee chants. So we will now practice a little bit our voice. We will try to chant in a mood that please accept me. Yeah? When you should address Lord Krishna like this, please accept me. I will chant with you. I give you an example, and then we will chant together. One moment. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Please accept me. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very much. Now we have chanted with our voices, but I would request you now to go with me to the next exercise where we will actually try to chant from our mind, from our heart. See, when we call out for Krishna, Krishna will only hear us if we call out with sincere feelings. It is almost like a mother. The mother will hear her little child when it calls out with feeling. Sometimes children just are busy with the toys, and some in the midst of playing they may call out, Maika, 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 Mother, 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 but they really are only engaged with their toys. It's not an urgent appeal. Only when the child goes, Mama, you know, this really intense and urgently, that the mother know, now I have to come. The child really requires my attention and help. So in the same way, Krishna will only hear us when we really appeal to him from our hearts. Krishna will not hear us if we are busy with the toys of this world. Srila Prabhupada, in his little article on chanting, has said that a devotee feelingly should call out for Krishna like the child calls out for the mother. I personally have made once a very interesting experience. I was talking to one devotee in Zurich who had put her little child in a room just a little bit away from the room where we talked. And I was talking just about Krishna conscious subjects. All of a sudden, the mother went like, I said, well, what's wrong? Have I said the wrong thing? No. And she was out of the room. I'm thinking, strange. And I waited. After some time, the mother came back with the child and said, I'm sorry, Maharaj, but you won't understand, but my child was calling for me. I said, how did you hear it? There were walls in between, doors. How could you hear your child calling for you? He said, you are a man, you don't understand. It's not some physical hearing, acoustical hearing. It's hearing with the heart. I don't know, I could be 100 kilometers away from my child. When the child calls for me, I would feel it. She must have this special mother broadcasting system. It's a biological thing which Krishna has put into the hearts of the mothers so that they know when their child needs them. Krishna is very similar. If you call out thinking of the world and so on, he doesn't hear you. But if you really focus on Krishna and pray to him to accept you, Krishna will hear you. Thousands of light years maybe between you and the spiritual world. The shell which covers the universe, which is very big, might be in between. But when you chant with feeling, requesting Lord Krishna to accept you, then he hears you and he will surely pick you up. In this little japa workshop, it's not possible for me to somehow induce you to chant with feelings, because I feel this is really something which each one of us has to effectively do on his or her own time. But I have seen something very conducive. You can read in a work of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's, which is called the Sharanagati. It's a collection of prayers where he lovingly calls out to Lord Krishna to protect him, to maintain him, and so on. This verse collection called Sharanagati will help you to come into a mood of sincere prayer. I think it's very difficult to say, Nimai Chaitanya, please now chant with feelings. I mean, you can't, the human person is not made like this, the human mind, that you just go and all of a sudden chant with feelings. You have to do some work before so that the feelings come. But these Vaishnava prayer books, especially Sharanagati, is very nicely suited to bring you into a mood of sincere feelings. There Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays like a sadhaka, "Oh Gopinath, I'm a materialistic person, always filled with lust. Gopinath, I have tried so many things to relieve myself from this material existence, but nothing worked. The only hope for me, Gopinath, is if you kindly come into my heart, sit in the heart, and then direct me towards you." These very devotional prayers, I think you can feel this, can immediately bring you into an atmosphere of feeling. That's why we have these prayer books. They are meant to help us like this. Mm-hmm. So, we will do now one last exercise. I notice some of you are tired from the Harinam and from the sufficient amounts of palatable prasadam, but please be ready for the third exercise. I would now request you to come to a stage of chanting where you just hear. Prabhupada was once asked how one should concentrate, how one should control the mind while chanting. And he answered in a way which is quite amazing, "What is the use of controlling the mind? You have to chant and hear. That's all. What is the question of the mind? For a pure devotee like Prabhupada, there is no question of the mind. The moment the mind of the pure devotee hears about Krishna, it runs immediately to Krishna, because the mind is pure. But if the mind is not pure, one cannot give rapt attention. So Prabhupada can say, where's the question of the mind? We unfortunately have a big question with the mind, a big issue. For a normal person, there are 32,000 thoughts a day. 32,000 thoughts a day. That's not one. Only?
Only? I guess I'm on that.
Yeah? No. Yes, that's what I heard. 32. I find it very much, you know. 100 thoughts is small than 1,000, then times 32. It's a big amount of thoughts. I mean, you need a house bigger than this to put in 30,000 thoughts, no? Difficult to put thoughts in a space, because they have mental space, the residence of the mental space. Yes. But yes, and most of the thoughts are not very helpful. The people find, the psychologists find, most of the thoughts are 10 thoughts, like things like, I'm not good enough, no one likes me, why is life so cruel with me, or we are just dull. You know, like a bull or something, and so on. So, here for us, we have an issue with the mind. It's really not always very helpful. But still, now, after having done a few concentration exercises, I would request all of you to please just here. And what we will do is, we will take a little help. It's called the telephone hearing. We will take our hand to the left ear, and we will bend our ear a little bit like this, so that we, so to say, speak towards the how is it the palm, yes, and in this way our sound will be much better. Let us chant together for a moment. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very much. Now we will go and try to just hear without this additional helping instrument, without the telephone receiver, so to say. And I want to really request you to go deeply in your concentration into the sound of the holy name. You can meditate a little bit on the process of hearing. May I know what happens when you hear? Kyo, you are our scientist. That's an interesting question, isn't it? What happens when you hear? Kyo looks at me with disbelief that I could even ask such a question. Well, you hear. No, please, think a little deeper. Any one of you has an idea what happens when you hear? Yes?
The sound goes in to the ear, and then you start to process it, and then it goes, and then you mix, you know, you make some sense out of it or put it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The sound comes, enters you, and then you process it. And then you make some sense out of it. You put it somewhere. Mm-hmm.
It's like a visual picture. If you see a picture, yeah, you put the pieces together and your eyes and your brain interprets the picture.
Yes.
Similarly, sound is also interpreted to be some auditory image.
Uh-huh. It's like an auditory.
It rests as a, basically, it's distributed throughout the brain, actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just like taste, all the senses are similar.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes.
Is hearing in general or hearing momentum?
Hearing in general?
Most of the time we're just getting information.
It's like getting information.
Downloading.
See, chanting is, hearing is something new enters into your perception, like an information, or a sound, or picture. It's very important to note that many times we hear, but we overhear, or we see, but we oversee. For instance, Nimai Chaitanya has placed something for my health before the door. I remember I saw it when I came up the staircase, but then my mind was somewhere else and I went into the room and I ran right over it because I saw it, but I oversaw it. Most of the time we see like this, we see something, but we really do not allow it to enter into our perception. For instance, if you would ask me what I have seen today during Harinam, I cannot tell you one thing. Maybe I can tell you something. Is there anything which I saw on the streets? I saw a lot, but I didn't recognize it because my attention was just totally elsewhere. So many times we hear like this. We overhear it. Kiyo, if you could remember all you have heard in your Bhakti Shastri courses, you would be a scholar. We could send you out to the Parliament of America. You could give a convincing talk about Bhakti Yoga and so on. You have heard a lot, but you have overheard also a lot. So I want to now request you to hear, but to totally focus your mind on the process of hearing. Just be with the Hare Krishna mantra, or with the sound of the Hare Krishna mantra, and hear it patiently. And so, so let us do this, please. Just please sit properly. When you're ready, please close your eyes and focus all of your attention towards the process of hearing. I will first give you the sound. Now you please listen to me, although it is not so worthwhile, but you can listen to me. Actually, before we do this, I want to do another exercise. I'm sorry, please, when you're ready, open your eyes. I want to play to you some chanting. Premananda Prabhu, would you be willing to? Yes, please play. I will ask you in a second what you hear. Let us just hear, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Kr What did you hear?
Most of the time I heard my mind. I think I only really was concentrating on hearing for probably like 2% of the time.
2% of the time I heard, because I was concentrated, and the other times I heard my mind. Mm-hmm.
I heard other sounds in the room in addition to the mantra. I was hearing some Mataji, her bangles were going. I heard some people talking. I heard him stand up and walk over there. I had my eyes closed, but I was hearing all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hearing the mantra. So I was consciously then trying to focus only on hearing the mantra, but I was still hearing all of these things to do.
Premananda says he heard the mantra, but he also was aware of other sounds in the room. There was one Mataji whose beautiful bangle sounded, bang bang. I heard the other devotee getting up to stop the sound, and so on. And I was trying to focus my mind back on hearing. Hmm? What else did you hear?
Well, you do hear the mantra, but then automatically you start speaking the mantra also. You're not really hearing, you're also saying, so you get confused.
Yeah.
It gets mixed up.
This devotee heard the mantra, but you felt inspired to also chant the mantra and got mixed up between hearing and chanting. Yes. Yeah.
I was a little distracted because of the awesome personality who was chanting the founder of Charya, of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. And I was just thinking a little bit of, I was hearing, but at the same time I was thinking how he was mercifully trying to establish the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in a worldwide basis. Training the devotees, just like you're trying to train us now. That's sort of a training tape, I think, the devotees are chanting slowly with me.
Yeah.
So I was thinking a little bit that way.
This is our Prabhu thought about the fact of Prabhupada's personality, awesome founder Acharya, and also about the fact that he mercifully seemed to train the devotees. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Is this listening and realizing that Srila Prabhupada is not just repeating the mantra, he's actually chanting. There's a tone and there's even a slight melody, and mm-hmm. it's not the same all the time.
This devotee saw Prabhupada was chanting in the sense there is the mood and the texture and even melody changed. So I'm surprised. This is a very interesting crowd for me. Did you hear someone else chant? Yeah? What did you hear? Yes. Did you also hear that? And they seem to chant in unison.
Yes.
Unison. Thank you. Unison. They chanted in unison. Mm-hmm. Thank you, all your hearing scientists. You're all dressed in a white laboratory coat. And yeah. Alright, so now I want to request you to bravely and enthusiastically enter the ocean of sound. We will first make a little exercise. We will just close our eyes again. Sit properly, please. Exhale and inhale deeply. Mm-hmm. And please let us now merge into absolute silence. We don't merge with anyone or anything. We just be silent. I know when you say merge, all the devotees jump up and protest. We don't merge. Just be extremely silent and just hear what is going in the room, or the sounds which are here in the room. Try to identify the sounds. Something is from the road, maybe. Thank you very much. You can open your eyes now. What did you hear?
Smiling, snoring.
Snoring, smiling.
Laughing.
Laugh.
Bells.
Bells.
The cars
outside. Damodar Prabhuji. We were hearing you serving so nicely. Yes.
I don't mean to sound like an old popular song from the 60s or 70s, but I also heard the strange sound of silence.
I heard the strange sound of silence, yeah.
I heard it.
Yeah. I think we all know. Now, after we have relaxed with the ears, the most important exercise will come. Please now hear only the Hare Krishna mantra as you chant. You will hear sometimes other sounds. I think that's not difficult to say. But do as Lord Krishna says. From wherever the mind, to wherever the mind goes, pull it back and bring it under the control of the self. Yeah. You have now made a good amount of concentration exercises, and we have almost come to the end of this part. We will have a second part in a moment where we have questions and answers to pose. But now we will just chant attentively. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. No, you have to wait until it comes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Come to the last exercise and the most challenging also. We will all chant on our own, like we do every morning when we go for the japa period, where we don't chant in unison, but we chant each one for himself. Now during this exercise, you will in the first 1 minute or so become quite disoriented, because up till now we have chanted being carried by the by the group. Now we will chant alone, and as we break this habit we will feel a little uncomfortable mentally, but this doesn't matter at all. During this time, just go with your mind deep into your center of attention and focus. Mm-hmm. During this time, you can apply all the techniques which you have learned. That is the Traktaka technique, where you focus on the different words of the holy name or different names of the holy name. You can also close the eyes and do this internally. That means you can visualize the different names as you chant them. The other thing is you can call out to Krishna in a prayerful mood. Hare Krishna, please accept me. Yeah? Meditating about the meaning of the mantra. And the last thing, which ultimately is, you could say, the fruit of chanting or the goal of chanting, you could try to just hear and absorb the mantra. Yes, so you are now a little bit on your own, and please again do not mind, it will be a little difficult. You will see that this is it's a yoga practice. So please immediately chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Ram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Ram Ram Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Thank you. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Japa workshop for today. I hope it was inspiring and useful for your own spiritual lives in Krishna consciousness. I would be happy if we do have a few questions which I will now attempt to answer to your full satisfaction. Mangal Atik Matati.
Yes?
Yes, I think this is quite natural that you are finding it easier to actually physically look at the mantra than visualize it, because we are more accustomed to this. We look at written words. I guess you read like every average devotee reads, and take informations in through the eyes. in our tradition, we really also engage our senses in Krishna's service, including the sense of seeing. The reason why I made this visualization technique is just so that we would exercise in our seeing a little bit the mind, that the mind also sees. See, there was once a pandit who gave a Ramayana lecture, and every week, every day, for exactly 2 weeks, a lady came and she cried and cried. Obviously, she was very moved. So the pandit was very proud and happy. "Oh, you are very moved by my reading the Ramayana?" He said to her, after observing her for 2 weeks, "Yes," she said, "I'm coming here since 2 weeks. I'm very moved and I must cry." Because, see, your beard exactly resembles the beard of my beloved goat who died just a little bit more than 2 weeks ago, and I am so much reminded of my goat with great affection and feelings of separation that I have to cry very intensely. And so this lady was there at the Ramayana Katha, but her mind was with her goat. Somehow the Panditji's beard was so much resembling that particular goat beard that she felt inspired like this. So very often our mind is just so much away from the practice of chanting that I have this mind exercise. But if it is easier for you to see the words of the mantra, then try to see it, to see them with your mind. Your second question?
The second question is that something I don't know.
Like background music, yeah. Like background music. No. Yes, you chant, you shouldn't condemn the mantra to be background music to the problems of your mind and the planning that you do. So, and then I will do this, and then we'll do some shopping, and for the pizza, I need Parmesan cheese. and so on. And in the back, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No. When the mind is planning like this, you can very conveniently take the most expensive secretary, unexpensive secretary, and most efficient, a piece of paper, and you just write down what you have, Parmesan and tomatoes and so on. You just write this down so that the mind can be relieved and released. But hearing the Hare Krishna mantra while you do activities is very good. It might even help you to see the chanting of Hare Krishna is Radha and Krishna. There, Radharani and Krishna. And you can, while you, the mantra will help you to focus your activity a little bit more on Krishna. Have you noticed when you cook, for instance, and there is a kirtan, you begin to think, "Oh, I'm actually cooking now for Krishna. This is what I would definitely cook for Krishna." So on. If you become inspired, any stimulants, then you might just very good to hear. The idea is that the Maha Mantra shouldn't be a background music, but this is usually doing japa. Right? It shouldn't be a background. But always see chant Hare Krishna. I remember there was a devotee, Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji, who would always chant throughout the day. He would, and then when he was dying, some interesting, after he had left his body, the doctor came and the heart was still going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, ho ho ho. He always would giggle when he chanted with transcendental bliss. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. His heart is moving on. Prabhuji, yes, you, I am not, yeah, you are.
Stand in line. With my turn, it was very taxing, and we were just barely able to get 16-4. You know, chant 16-4 rounds. This was actually reduce the offerings to the deities or anything like that. The whole thing to do as opposed to, you know, more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
A safe, what I'm trying to get at, is it a safe thing to do? To
chant 64 rounds. Mm-hmm.
Or is it artificial or fanatical or something, just not practical?
Yeah. Vrinda Mohini, can you? Mm. Can you please go? Yes. It is interesting, during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, he actually said he would only accept food in a from a house of a Kropati. Kropati means men of 100,000. His devotees came to him and said, Mahaprabhu, very poor, we don't have 100,000. Whatever. The Prabhu said, no, I don't mean money, I mean 100,000 names. That's a little less.
Yeah.
So Mahaprabhu would only accept food from someone who was chanting like this. This means that he stipulated that his devotees chant 64 rounds, a little less, you know, maybe 48 or whatever, 58 or whatever it is. So, Prabhuji, this is a standard during Mahaprabhu's time. Now, Srila Prabhupada telling us we should chant 16 rounds, and I really feel that the general devotee who has service in Prabhupada's mission is well advised to chant 16 rounds. Now, if it so happens that your spiritual master, and yours is Srila Prabhupada, you feel that he is directing you to chant extra rounds, then you should do it by all means. What I want to get at is that the means of sadhana is prescribed by our spiritual master. That's why we hate us in devotional service in a practical way in chanting. I personally feel a strong calling by Srila Prabhupada in my life to increase the number of rounds, and I do this when I'm not preaching. I chant many, many rounds, and I don't even want to say how many, because this is my private offering to Prabhupada. I think it is very, very important, but it's dependent on your own spiritual master. I remember once we had a leader of our Nita Govar traveling Sankirtan party who decided to stay back in Vrindavan as we were driving with the buses and spreading Krishna consciousness, 64 rounds, and only eat once a day and do other such very praiseworthy activities. However, when Prabhupada heard about it, he was not satisfied. He said the real austerity is to follow the orders of the spiritual master. So it's really, Lord Chaitanya said 64, and Srila Prabhupada seemed to have engaged us in the preaching mission with 16 rounds. But I'm aware of Mahanidhi Maharaj's quotations where he quotes Srila Prabhupada as saying, this is only in the beginning, one should later chant more rounds. So if these quotations speak to you and you feel called by Prabhupada, then you should do this. It's an individual decision. I don't think we can make this movement-wide order, because the general mass of devotees, the order is 16 rounds.
Preaching could become more effective, or is it better just to get out there and
You have to decide really on their different ways. I personally, it's also individual. Everyone has to individual. You have to see what Prabhupada wishes from you. It is very, very important that see this. It's not an evasive answer, but it's very important that we as disciples of our spiritual masters clarify this with our spiritual master. I cannot take on a role here which is not my role by making general statements. Spiritual life is very, when it comes to the making more advancement, it's very individual. Always there for us. He's our father, very easy to contact him by reading in his books and by praying to him, and you will see how he gives you a certain confirmation, which you do already. You have now something has happened to you in your spiritual life. You begin to see that I should go in this direction. Isn't it? You told me some ideas which you have and which you feel very strongly about. And this means, if you now are very careful to do this in connection with Srila Prabhupada, you will see, you will feel some very strong calling in one direction, and that you should follow. Mm-hmm. Thank you much. There were other questions. I think I saw our gentleman. Yes, your good name, please.
Vijay
Prabhu.
For me, it's easier when I'm chanting to think about the vigraha of Krishna,
mm-hmm.
or Krishna's leelas, you know, some stories or something like that. Because the mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, how Krishna was a little boy or battle of Kurukshetra or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hearing the sound, but it is more automatic, but I'm thinking of the story.
If it comes to you in a natural way, then this is very good.
It is easier.
You should see it.
Otherwise, I would think about some mountains.
This is Krishna's mercy which comes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we should. Prabhupada often said, especially in regards to the vigraha, we should sit before the deities and chant and focus our mind on the deities. Prabhupada especially mentioned this as very important, because the beautiful form of the Lord will enter your mind. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Your good name, please.
My name is Dr. Yulin.
Yulin?
Yes. Yulin.
Yulin. Very good. Yes. Yes.
Yulin.
Yeah.
You increase yours to the same level, or almost the same level.
It's like the two neighbors having music on, and each one puts his music louder. There is the war of music. Yes, unfortunately, our Hare Krishnas are often very inconsiderate. I would politely go to the devotee and say, Prabhuji, it's a little loud, maybe it's possible. Now, many become very agitated when you say, wow, my chanting is so good, and so on. And then you just move silent. You know these devotees, they have such immature people, it's unimaginable. And then you go just to another place in the temple where it's a little softer. And if it's just too loud and you feel you are diverted, you must go somewhere else. What you could do is you could go to a devotee who that loud devotee considers higher, and then tell him, please, this devotee is very loud, it is very nice that he's loud, but it's a little bit difficult. Can you please tell him? Many times older devotees will not take the words of younger devotees without becoming offended, but they will like to listen to older devotees who are older than them or on the same level. So,
my line was turned down.
some you just can say, please, if possible. In others, it is sometimes a little difficult. So, but I know sometimes devotees. At the same time, you must know one thing. Please continue to listen. At the same time, you must know one thing. When you feel disturbed, it's very often not because of others, it is because of you. There was once a person who wanted to meditate. He felt very disturbed in the towns and went therefore in the nature and got himself a very nice place near a crystal clear rivulet. Rivulet? Do we say rivulet? Mm-hmm. So his small river. So, but then he all of a sudden felt, oh, this small river is making such a sound, it's so disturbing. So he went to the small river and put some stones in it to help alter the flow of the water so that it would be a little bit more softer. But what was really disturbing was his own mind, which was projected on the river, or which is sometimes projected when you, when there are others chanting and you hear, oh, this is such a hissing sound, or you feel when you are Madhati, I can hear this Prabhu everywhere in the temple room, or the, when you are man, I hear this Madhati everywhere in the temple room. How is it possible? Because your mind goes there. You know, it's not the fault of the Madhati or the Prabhuji. It's the fault of your mind very often. But when there is some volume thing going on, don't chant louder so that, you know, like the neighbors, you know, each increasing the value of his hi-fi stereo fidelity apparatur. Yeah. Yes, Kyo.
My question is kind of similar to DJ Prabhu.
Welcome. Yes. Yes.
You mentioned you introduced three methods.
Yes.
So my question here is, like, shall we do like these three things at the same time? So is it okay to...
Almost like having three balls in the air. Oh, bang!
So is it okay to, like, two which I like, or like even one?
Yes. It really has to, whatever works for you, that has to be done. Maybe one, I always do one at a time. I'm a very old-fashioned person, but there are some who like to do several. You will see, once you concentrate, you almost go through a door, and you enter into a totally different dimension of chanting. That is where the Holy Name reveals Himself. You will, the form of the Lord, Radha and Krishna, will come to your mind. You will see the skirt of Srimati Radharani reveals Himself. Therefore, it's good but you have to enter all of unoffensive chanting first, and therefore, the door has a handle. It's called attentive chanting. When you take this handle, the door opens and you can go into the beautiful garden of chanting. There Lord Krishna has a very nice narration about how Krishna is identical with his name. There was a man who was very busy, and one day Narada Muni came to him and said, can't you chant? No, I'm too busy. There must be some time when you have free time, said the man. Said Narada Muni, yes, there is time when I'm free. That is when I'm on the toilet. imagine you want to instruct someone about sadhana, and he says, I have time when I'm in the... Was this restroom in American language? Restroom, we say here, isn't it? so, Narada Muni didn't want to initiate him into the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, but he said, chant Rama. So whenever this man went into the restroom, he went, Rama, 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 Rama. Now, who comes when you chant the name of Rama? Who said Hanuman? You know everything, Prabhu. Immediately, Hanuman came and he saw this man is in this impossible situation. He's in the restroom too much and he chants the name of my master. This is highly objectionable. And he began to kick the man with his foot to stop his offensive chanting. But the man did not show any sign of being kicked. Now, you must know, when Hanuman kicks somebody, even the mighty Ravan, the demon, was hurled by the kicks of Hanumanji. Yeah, very strong kicking. Hanuman would only need to make like this and a big mountain would tumble. He's so extremely strong. But the man was not moved even in the tiniest little bit. He was just going, Rama, Rama, Rama. So this was too much for Hanuman. He wanted to find some clarification with Lord Rama and then to Ayodhya. But he couldn't enter the palace of Lord Rama because the guard said Lord Rama is indisposed at the moment. He cannot see anyone. So Hanuman was thinking, I'm seeing Lord Rama when I want to see Lord Rama. And he climbed up the balconies, you know, the Hanuman ways. He went and he entered the sleeping room of Lord Rama. And from the sleeping room of Lord Rama, he heard some groaning. So heavy. And so on. When he came closer to the sleeping room, he saw that the gardens, is it called gardens? Jalousies, or what is it called? Jalousies, which is covered. Curtains, thank you. Was still closed. And when he entered in the room, there was Rama on his bed, groaning. Hanuman said, my lord, what is wrong? Discomfort? And Ram said, oh, who is it? Is it Hanuman? Yes, it is me, your servant. Ah, said Rama, why are you asking? You were the one who was kicking me. What? Said Hanuman. I would give hundreds of lives for one moment of comfort for you, my lord. How was I kicking you? I died. This is totally beyond my mind. I cannot imagine such a thing, even in my wildest dreams. No, said Ram, by now you should know that I and my name are not different. Abed, we are Abed, not different. When you kicked that man who was chanting in the restroom, you were kicking my body. And I had so much pain. Mangal Aarti is shocked. Mangal Aarti was looking. Yes. It is shocking. The name of the Lord is not different from the Lord. So when Hanumanji kicked that person, the Lord took it. And therefore, the man was not disturbed. Remember, he was just going on. Ram, 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 you know. And now you should know, says Lord Rama to Hanuman, my name, my son, are different. So, yes, when you chant properly, these things will become revealed. But you must open the door to that king garden of chanting by attentive chanting. Sometimes I personally feel that the advice of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very good. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's advice to us is we must chant in a disturbance-free atmosphere, distraction. And this is in the temple room when Tulasi is there, and I want to implore the Vaishnavas, please don't make unnecessary loud sounds which drives everyone out of the temple room. And it's also good if you don't walk directly before the devotees who try to concentrate. Then you see you cannot concentrate, you know. When you are so tired, then there you can stand at the hall or go up and down, but not directly before a devotee. This is also very common sense. Yes. Now turn to our Matajis. Yes, sir, in the back, yes, please. Yes, yes. Devotees. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Has any one of you also felt this, that when we chanted together there was an additional power or potency? Yes. You could feel this, yes. I think we... it's very interesting. Later Jaya will play for you again the Prabhupada's tape. Please listen how much concentration potency is there. All the devotees chant together in unison. Yes, it is effect. Now, this welcome, Hare Krishna. This is effect when you chant together. There is a potency. But you will also experience this potency when devotees chant together in the temple room in a concentrated way before Tulasi Devi. The reason why you felt different when we all chanted in unison and when you then afterwards chanted alone is because of the thing with the habit. We had become habituated to chant all in one voice, so to say. And when we broke this habit, then we were feeling a little... bit almost like falling alone from an airplane which traveled in high altitude. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Are the Matajis at this moment thinking about questions? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is your good name, please? Yeah? Vinod G. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, my question is, we are doing japa, we are getting our own chanting.
Yes.
Do you understand?
I understand totally what you say, Vinodji. Vinodji has said, Prabhupada mentions we should hear the chanting from the lips of a devotee, pure devotee, but as we chant, we hear our own from our own lips, and we are not pure, so how will we become purified by our chanting? Maybe we should just sit before a tape of Prabhupada and hear him chanting and chant maybe along and so. See, the chanting should be heard from a pure devotee. That means you should understand from him what the chanting means. Some people chant with notions which are not Krishna conscious. For instance, some chant to merge with the existence of God. But we have heard from Prabhupada, and we should think about these meanings. I always have, when I go into the chanting, I have some particular things where Prabhupada speaks about the chanting, and you get the mood from him, and then you chant properly. When you hear Prabhupada chanting, or hear another, when you hear Srila Prabhupada chanting, and you hear him talking about the chanting, and he said things like we should always chant the mantra, Hare Krishna, and so on. Then you hear from his lotus lips, and a certain conception of the mantra becomes instilled within your heart. And you then, with that conception which you have obtained from Srila Prabhupada. So, this is very important. When you, for instance, would chant with material desires, your material desires become fulfilled. Do you know that Stephen Jobs, the founder of the Apple computer, was a pot washer in the Boston Hare Krishna temple in the old times?
What was he?
A pot washer. Yes, a very honorable profession. I also washed for 5 years pots. I very scent you use for different difficult spots and so on. Yes, and he must have chanted with some desires for material goods, and he became Mr. Apple. Mr. Apple computer. It's interesting, Raj, isn't it? Because you have something to do with computers in your life, so you can remember this. If you chant with material desires, your material desires become fulfilled. That's what Lord Brahma did when he chanted. He was initiated in the Gopal Gayatri, and he had such a desire to create the universe. It's not just a little villa which he wanted to create, but a whole universe with the Rocky Mountains and everything. So he was empowered by this mantra to do so. Mantras can empower you also for material things if you do not chant with a proper conception. So therefore, it's very important to hear the proper concept of the holy name. Very important. Yes, Mataji, your good name, please.
My name is
Emily. Emily. Yeah.
Thank you for putting it
there.
And sometimes you can change it, but sometimes you can't.
Yeah. When Mataji is asking, when you have physical distractions, like for instance temperature, which is impossible to alter, how to avoid the distraction which comes when one is attached to the body. What comes to my mind is, go to India. There will be so many of these distractions. And first, it's like a school, really. First, you're totally overwhelmed and have almost a culture shock. You are from India with your Indian bodies and can tolerate the heat, but for a Westerner, sometimes it is a little hot. It is just intolerably hot. Summer in Bombay, wow. It's really, isn't it? It's really not for beginners. Or in Vrindavan, it gets very hot and very cold also. And I received a letter recently from a. No, I talked actually recently to a very nice devotee who spent the winter in Vrindavan, and it's usually so very, it's not as easy as here in the West, where you have central heating and you go, that there is no refuge from the cold very often. It's an absolute luxury to have this heating, isn't it? And then the little teeny wincy Indian heating, which always stops because of power cut. our Indian devotees laughed because power cut, this just, it happens, you are accustomed to it, isn't it? No problem, it just happens. So but it trains you to become a little undisturbed. When you're not learning to tolerate a little bit, it will be very difficult to practice Krishna consciousness, because things never work the way we wish them to work. In Germany, there's a story of a man who becomes irritated by the fly. And he goes, the fly comes, and he finally, you know, the fly comes, he wants to read. And he cries, "Leave me alone," and he says, "Leave me alone, you miserable fly." Boom! Like, ow! And, you know, and then finally he gets so mad at the fly that he takes his gun and aims it at the fly on the nose and goes like, "Now we get you." Bang! And he dies, and then the fly in the end sits on his forehead. You know, this is how the world is. You may try everything in the world to have everything comfortable, but Krishna gives us another solution. He says, Matra Shvasha Shtukontaya Shitoshna Sukadukada. One should tolerate the coming and going of happiness and distress. They are like winter and summer seasons. Can you fight with the winter and summer season? The best way really to tolerate it is you must absorb yourself. Have you ever been truly absorbed in something? You might have written something and someone came and said, "Hey, Amaline, Amaline." Yeah, Emmeline, yeah, something like, "Hey, how are you?" And you were just riding away, and then I did this, and then I did that, and you know, you're just totally absorbed. And at that time, nothing can disturb you, really. So, Krishna consciousness is really the culture of absorption. You have to somehow go in this direction of absorbing your mind. That's the only time when you are safe. See, our Western civilization unfortunately goes exactly in the opposite direction. You notice there's so much diversion going on. It's indescribable, you know. People hearing music, and the TV runs, and they eat something, and they do 5 phone calls on their mobile telephones. And then with one foot they